We're in the middle of a series titled Advance in 2026. It's four-parter. This is part two of four. And our key word for the entire year for the church is the word advance. Now, the word advance, it's in your notes. We covered this last week. It means to move forward in a purposeful way. You see, God wants you to value your life and yourself so much that whatever you do, you move forward into the future with a sense of purpose, with his guidance and his wisdom. It means forward progress. I talked about the San Francisco 49er game. Chicago Bears played on December 28th. 49ers won 42-38. It was an incredible game. But here's the deal. Each time, whatever team had the ball, they had one goal. They wanted to advance it down the field. Move the ball down the field with the intention of scoring. Understand that God wants to take your life and move the ball down the field. He wants us to advance in a purpose-driven way that our lives are fruitful, we're blessed, we feel good about it because of his grace upon us and in our life. So there's a verse in your sermon listening guide. Let's read it together. 2 Peter 3:18 that lays the foundation for today's message. Let's read it. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forevermore. Amen. So here's what Peter is saying. You and I need to grow in our spiritual walk with Christ, and we need to grow in the knowledge and his grace every day. Make it a purposeful, driven mission of our life. And so he calls us to grow. What's it mean? It means to expand, to flourish, and blossom. You're here today, and you're wondering what the year might hold for you. Understand, God wants your life to blossom. He wants it to flourish. He wants to bring good things into it. He wants to bless you with good people. He wants to bring good out of the bad. And if you're in the midst of a struggle, God wants to walk through us in that and bring something good on the other side. So the title of the message is up there, Advance in Spiritual Growth Through Grace. We're going to talk about grace a little bit. I'm going to have Jake put a picture up here. How many remember this? American Express, don't leave home without it. You remember that? It's been around a long time. Now, here's the deal. Here's what it's saying. American Express says, well, if you have their card, you're in good shape. You know, they'll help you financially. You can charge it here and charge it there. Of course, they want to make some interest off you. But what they're saying is don't leave home without it because you're covered. I'm going to flip it just a little bit. Go to the next slide, Jake. I want to talk about grace. Listen closely. Grace, don't live life without it. Grace is the most important ingredient you can inject into your life today and even in the future years. It really is. You know why? Grace is a game changer of how it transforms you and gives you new hope and opportunity. Read with me, Galatians 2:21 in your notes. I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. Circle that word grace. Here's what it means. It means kindness or favor. Let me stop here. Do you realize that God wants to show his kindness to you in 2026? It's called his favor. We can't earn it. He can just bestow it because that's who he is. And Paul said this, I do not set aside the grace of God. The biggest challenge for your life and mine in this year is that we will not set aside this thing called grace. You know why? It's our future to the best life we can ever live. It's grace. Let's read the second verse, 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, And his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Paul says this, he became what he was because of grace. He started out as a mean, hateful Christian hater who persecuted and even approved of killing Christians. He was a bad guy. Grace entered his life, and he ends up writing the majority of the New Testament. He can take your life, if it has been a mess, and if you give it to him, he can turn it around, and you can have an incredible future. Paul is an example, and he said, I am what I am today. I'm the man I am today because of this thing called grace. That needs to be your story too. You know why? Do not set aside grace in your life. Don't live life without it. We'll talk about it a little bit more in a bit. Let's read Romans 5:20 in your notes. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Here's what this verse means. I want you to think of the worst mess up of your life. It takes you about 1 second. And I want you to think of it, and it may be a dark spot in your life. You regret it. You wished it wouldn't happen. You might even still feel trapped by it, but think about it. Now, here we go. Paul says, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. In other words, grace is greater than your worst mistake. It is bigger than your worst sin. It is more powerful than whatever mess we've made of our life. That's good news. Because Paul says, I will not set aside grace in my life. I've got to lean into it because it helps me in my future. Now, in your notes, I've got a little definition of grace. And let's kind of work through this. Grace is this. It's the favor of God that helps me overcome my past. It gives me hope for my future and empowers me in the present. So if you have something in your past that you are still struggling with, let me tell you, you know what the answer is and the secret? It's called grace. It's God's kindness and favor that he can pour into the wounding and the mess of our past. Not only that, you're wondering about your future. Grace gives us hope that despite what I've done in the past or my present circumstance, I can have a good future. Not only that, grace empowers me in the present. In other words, I can feel good about the present. I want to live to my fullest potential just because I'm trusting God to help me overcome and deal with my past, get it behind me so I'm not chained to it. Not only that, I will not fear the future. I believe God will have good things for me because Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope in the future. That's his word. You can have a good future even though you may have a bad past. You know why? It's called grace. And then he empowers us in the present. And here's what I like to think of grace as. Think about American Express. It's the don't leave home without it. Grace, don't live life without it. You know why? It's the God advantage of life. You want to live a better tomorrow? Take advantage of grace, which God will lift you out of your past. He will give you hope for the future and power in the present to live differently and to be transformed. The God advantage. I will not live life without grace. The song that we just sang or listened to, you know, it mentions grace and the whole thing about, you know, grace is the key to the future. And if you're here today and you're wondering what your future might be like, if you and I lean into this thing called grace and understand it, study it, apply it, it will create the best future possible for your life with God's blessing upon it. That's what grace does. So here's what I want to do today. I want to share with you 4 ways to advance your spiritual growth. This is pretty nuts and bolts stuff, but it's good to go that way. Vince Lombardi, when he would get his football team together, he would take the football team, and he would say, this is a football. He started with the basics. Today is some basic stuff about how you can grow. You know why? It is the accelerators of spiritual growth that God wants us to grab hold of so that we can be better people. Let's get started. Number one. The first way that we can advance our spiritual growth is this. Through personal devotions. Personal devotions. Let me explain that. It's when you set aside time during the day, morning, afternoon, or night, and you meet with God one-on-one. Nobody else. You and God, personal devotion time. The psalmist, Psalm 16:8, let's read that together. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Here's what the psalmist did. I think he would get up in the morning and he would take personal devotional time. And you know what he did? He set the Lord always before him. God, I want to do it your way. I want to follow you. I just want to live in a way that will honor you. And he set God before him every day. When you and I do that, you know what the end result will be? The psalmist says, I will not be shaken. You want a life that can kind of stay together when the world is falling apart? It's when we put God before us, we anchor to him, and he says, you will not be shaken. You know what that means? You're not going to slip. You're not going to totter. Or you won't be moved because of bad news. You know why? You set the Lord before you. Now, here's the secret. We have to practice that every day. You may be here today, and maybe that's not even on your calendar or part of your life. Some of you, you're doing that all the time. You know what it means to take 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 an hour, and you park yourself in God's presence. You make him your priority. You read his word. You take time to pray for yourself and others. You set him before you, and you're off to a good day. Some of you do that. Others might not. Let me tell you, people in Walton today, most of them do not do that. They're just living life. You know why? They're missing grace. They're missing life change because of busyness, and they're not interested, and they just have to come to a place of understanding what the real secret is. Here's a quote. Time spent with God is the greatest accelerator when it comes to advancing in spiritual growth through grace. Time spent with God, one-on-one, you in God's presence. Now, here's a slide which gives you a kind of a quick format of personal devotions. Try and do it at the same time every day. Maybe it's 6 a.m. to 6:15 or 6 a.m. to 6:30. Same time every day. It's an appointment. Letter B, same place. Try and get a rhythm in your life where you just go to the same place every day. You can change if you want, but having a rhythm helps. Letter C, a reading plan. And a reading plan is how you will read God's word. Now, you may want to, if you don't read the Bible, maybe you want to read one chapter a day. Start with the book of John, the Gospel of John. Read it. The next day, you read the second chapter. And you just kind of walk it forward. You have a plan. And then you have a list of what you want to pray for. And in those 15 to 20 minutes, you set the Lord before you. And you just work it. Now, in the foyer, there are some things on the table. Let me show you what they are. Here's one. It's literally a listing of 66 books of the Bible in all the chapters. Now, if you're like me, I can't remember what I read yesterday sometimes. But what I do is I color in chapter 3 of Matthew. Then I'll know the next day where to start. It's kind of cool. I like this. I've used it. So that's something you could pick up on the way out. Here's something else. This is a little card which you can put family, relatives, neighbors, people you want to pray for. And so it's just a list of names. It's a prayer guide. This one is kind of cool. I haven't used a specific one. But if you want to read the Bible through an entire year, some people do that, you literally can use this, and it shows you how many chapters to read and where every day. And by the time you get to the end of the year, if you stick with this, you'll have read through the entire Bible. Now, here's the deal. You just want to have a plan. There's devotional books, and that they're very helpful. But get into God's Word. Now, here's a quote I'll have Jake put up. Your time with God doesn't have to be picture perfect to be powerful. In other words, you may be saying, I don't know what to do. This is kind of odd. It's awkward. Let me tell you, just try it. Just do it. It doesn't have to be perfect, but you got to get into it. And when you get into it, here's what you're doing. You are setting the Lord before you, and you are accelerating your spiritual growth. All right. Number two. The second thing that is a way to advance your spiritual growth is to attend church. And the reason we do that is to have an encounter with God Himself. It's just not attending church for the sake of church. You want to experience the voice of God into your life to experience life change. And so in your notes here, let's read this verse together. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. You see, when you assemble with other believers, you encourage them and they encourage you. And what happens is you are accelerating your spiritual growth because you are in an environment where the Holy Spirit will speak into your life. Thank you for coming to church this morning. You are literally saying, God, I want to set you before me, and I want to hear from you. And when you hear from him, life change happens. And so in this case, attending church does that. Here's a quote. When church becomes optional to you, it will become unnecessary to your children. This is a hard one, but let me tell you what it means. Parents, I've heard parents say, well, I'm going to give my kids the option of whether to come to church or not. Now, I get that, but when they're 10 or 11 years old, I don't think they have a choice. You know why? Mom and dad have to set the rules. When they get older, that's a different story. But when parents say church is optional for me, kids will read that as I don't need it or want it. Hard truth. But let me tell you, if you have kids at home, and just continue to do the best you can to model it. All right. And here's another quote. I just had to throw it in. Kind of hard to read, but here's how it goes. If church going was a sport, I'd be an MVP in pew setting. Now, here's what it means, I think. It's saying, you know what? If church going was a sport, they would be there all the time and become the MVP. It's a little bit sarcastic, but thank you for grace. All right. But the point is, listen, keeping the flow of church as a rhythm of the week is huge. You know why? You put yourself in a position where God speaks to you, and you hear principles of how to change and grow. It's good stuff. All right. Let's keep going. Number three. Third way to advance your spiritual growth is to participate in a life group or classes at the church. Just participate. I want to give a shout out to Rebecca and Bobby Doig. They teach the kids on Sunday morning, younger and then elementary and middle school. They've been doing this faithfully. Thank you, Rebecca and Bobby, for doing that. Pastor Jack has class, an adult class. Lord Green has had classes on mornings. Sometimes Bjork has. But listen, participate in it. You know why? You will accelerate your spiritual growth. And it's making it a priority. So let me read for you the verses in your notes. The reason is there's a typo there. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes where people lived and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. Here's what it's saying. The people would meet in the temple courts, which is the church. They'd worship together, let God speak to them. But then they would gather in people's homes during the week, and they would break bread, or they would fellowship, they would study, and they would have another kind of experience. Now, a life group is something that everybody can accelerate your spiritual growth with if you make it a priority of your life. Now, let me just say, including myself, life is busy, is it not? But if we prioritize kingdom growth and principles, it will do something for us in our journey. Here's a quote Olive Jake put up. Why should I join a life group? And a life group is our small groups that meet in homes, and Bjorg will be talking about them in a little bit. But here's the answer. Next slide. Find a group of people who challenge and inspire you. Spend a lot of time with them, and it will change your life forever. Let me stop here. Who do you spend the most time with in life? I hope they're good people. Now, we rub shoulders with all kinds of people. We're to go out into the life itself. I mean, and life isn't always pretty. But when you prioritize spending time with good people, and you grow together, and you invest in yourself, let me tell you, that's a huge payoff. And so participating in life group classes is a big win in classes. All right, number four. Fourth thing that's an accelerator is what we'll call special events. Let me give you a couple examples. Bonnie talked about the women's events coming up, and in April, the women go to Pennsylvania on a retreat. Heard great things about it. What it does is it boosts their experience. They are accelerating their spiritual growth through that opportunity. Never the same. NTS Jake and Jen and TJ, they're going to take some kids this July at Houghton College, this Never the Same camp. And they went last year, and let me tell you, they got on fire. And they still are really doing well. But it's a special event. I'm a firm believer in sending kids to these things, especially. Good things happen that can mark their life when they're young going forward. All right, how about the guys? In the past, they went to a spiritual retreat at Clark Summit. We've been to Promise Keepers, but we need to get the guys thing going in 2026 so people have opportunity to literally experience something at a special event that you don't experience on a Sunday morning. So let's read together Hebrews 5 in your notes. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. You know, babies are lovable, right? They're just fun. But you know what? You have to feed babies. And you got to do that over a period of time until they grow up and they can begin to feed themselves. The same thing is true spiritually. We become a spiritual infant when we receive Christ into our life. And we take baby steps. But there comes a point where we learn to feed ourselves with what is called solid food as we mature in our faith. And it's being able to read God's word and understand it. And we begin to grow ourselves and invest in ourselves. Here's a couple of quotes. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. I like that. How can you be kind to yourself and love yourself and do something special in the way of a growth opportunity for yourself? Here's another one. You are the most valuable investment you will ever make. I want you to get a hold of something today. You are incredibly valuable to God. Value yourself. We have a tendency to devalue who we are. I'm not that good. That other person can do that. I can't. And we struggle with this sense of who are we? And we don't feel that important. God says you are. And he says, I want you to make decisions going forward in your future that you will even attend special events to build your faith up even greater. Take advantage of it when they come along. So four simple things to advance your spiritual growth. Personal devotions. That's number one. That's the biggie. Accelerator your time with God, 15 minutes, a half an hour, same time, same place, reading plan, prayer plan. You say, I'm committed, God. I will set the Lord always before me. And if you do that, let me tell you, you'll have an amazing year this year. Number two, church, it's in a place to encounter God through worship. Let him speak to you. Let him drop something into your life that will be a catalyst or a spark for a dream for the future. Number three, participate in life groups or classes at the church. Just make time for them. Number four, special events. Invest in yourself. So we're talking about advancing. And I've got two people lined up. They're going to come and share a little bit of their story of how it works for them. The first is Tyler. And then behind him, Bjorg's going to come. So Tyler, come on up. And he's going to share with you how it works for Tyler. Let's give Tyler a hand, shall we?
All right. Hey, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to share a little bit of what I'm doing. Let me just preface this by saying that this has been fluid for me throughout my journey, throughout my, sometimes. But it didn't always look like this. So I had to start where I was. I had to start with whatever I was able to do at that time. One of the most important things I think we heard was it doesn't have to be perfect. Like, it doesn't have to be, if I don't always have the exact amount of time that I need, I can still do it, right? I can, if I don't have time to do it before I left, like, now I'm talking about the first one, personal devotions. If I don't have time to do my personal devotion in the morning, maybe like something happened and I had to rush out the door, but then I have 5 minutes in my car before I actually have to get out of the car. I can sit and have stillness with God and do a little reading and just connect in those 5 minutes. Like, I can, the door is wide open for this stuff if I come at it with that attitude. So anyway, for me, the first one, devotions, I use an app called YouVersion, which is like it's a Bible app. It's pretty cool. There's a lot of functionality in there. You can save scriptures in there. There's plans in there. That's what I use. You pick a plan based on a church you like, or the author you like, or a topic that you like, and it will give you scriptures to read, and then a devotional to read based on the scripture. So the devotional is just someone like commenting on what the scripture means to them. That's helped me really get into the Bible and also deepen my understanding of what the Bible is saying, because I get to read the devotionals. And then after I'm done reading my plans in the app, I'll sit for usually at least 5 minutes. I use an app called Insight Timer. So the two apps I use are YouVersion and then Insight Timer. Insight Timer is just a timer. It's really not anything complicated. One thing I like about that, though, is that it'll track how many days in a row you've done it, which kind of like sometimes keeps me going. Like, I don't want to lose my streak, so that's whatever it takes, right, to stay committed to this. So so I'll do my prayer and meditation, and then I'll set my timer, and I'll just close my eyes and sit in my chair and just let it sink in, and just be still with God in those moments and connect to my breath. And maybe I'm thinking about what I just read and letting it kind of, ruminate in there. Or maybe it's just, I'm just feeling the miracle of life and breathing, and I'm alive and I'm healthy and I'm here. And like, thank you, God, for the opportunity to spend time with you, and just be still. It's hard in the beginning for me, but I kept doing it, and I started with what I could do. The second one, yeah, attending church. That's, I look forward to this every week. I love to see everybody here. I like the routine. I like to sing, and it just energizes me, and we get to hear a new message and learn, and you know, I really think that this is an important part of my growth and my advancing, and you know, I also get opportunities to do service here. Like, I learned about whether we're packing the Christmas child boxes or we're moving stuff or I'm sweeping the floor or whatever, you know. Like, today I went in the bathroom and we're out of paper towels. I think I know where those are, so I went and got paper towels. Like, that's, you know, that's, I believe that that's what God wants me to do, and I get the opportunity to do that by coming to church, and it's awesome to be just part of this family and part of this community, and we're doing awesome stuff in Walton, and, like, how cool is it that we get to be part of that by coming here? All right. Participate in life groups or classes. So I've been doing Pastor Jack's class for a while. It's been awesome. We come in here for about 15 minutes after the first service, and we read the Bible, and we talk, and we, you know, he teaches us, and it's great to do a little deeper dive. We get to grow together. We get to help each other grow. You know, we share together. We have some laughs in here. It's very informal, and it's really great, and it's just a deeper understanding. You know, I can only get so much on my own with, you know, so I come in here and get a deeper dive and get to have some fun doing it. And then the last one, special events. For me, this last year, I guess now, it was Israel. I was blessed enough to be able to go on that trip. That was definitely a special event for me. I also got to do the story tour. That was very cool. Got to do some service over there. And, you know, for me, these special events can be whatever is going to enable me to get closer to God, you know, to learn more about God. For me, a lot of times it's about doing service. It's about helping people. And it's like, I may not always want to make that commitment, but I need to do that. Like, get uncomfortable for me. Like, get comfortable with being uncomfortable, you know. Doing God's will is not always going to feel like what I wanted. Well, I would really, you know, do I really want to commit to, like, be there next whatever? And do I really want to make plans? What if something else comes up? No. What would God have me do, right? Okay, so I'm going to do that. And then the results in my life have spoken for themselves. If I continue to do this stuff, you know, my life just continues to get better. The joy and the peace and the freedom that I have today, you don't get to see it, but you can feel it. And the evidence is all around me. And it's, you know, you can start with where you are. So don't overcomplicate it. Don't overthink it. Just take some action. So that's it for me. Thanks.
Just do it, right? Just do it. Amen. Wow. You know, as I was listening to Pastor's message this morning, you know, it is by grace, God's grace, that we actually have access to the throne of God. Every single day, that door is open to us. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it? You know, when I started out my journey in the Lord, I started it out with the Bible. And that's how I do my devotions every day. I just go in my place. I have a special place in my house, a chair that I sit in, table with all my little books on and Bibles, and I just go before the Lord and just pray and ask the Holy Spirit to be my guide, my teacher, as I read the Word. Show me the things in there, Lord, that you want me to see today. Show me how I can grow into this area that you're showing me. And it's just an amazing time in the Lord. I've done this for years. To me, personal devotion is something that is so necessary in all of our lives, because he's going to show us things. He's going to show you things that are going to blow your mind. He really is. He's going to show you some mysteries that are in the Word and some new assignments that he has for you. And, you know, it never ends. I don't think we never get to the place where we say, Lord, I think I know everything now. No. I'm still in kindergarten. I'm guessing I'm going to have to graduate to heaven before I get to know a lot more about the things of the Lord. But personal devotions to me is not so much a discipline anymore, but it's a desire. A desire that I have to be in his presence every day, because I know he wants that for every one of us. And also, you know, prayer time. when I'm in my devotional time, he will bring people to my mind and say, here, I want you to pray for this person today. That person is going through a rough time. Or I want you to give this person a scripture today that'll encourage them in their walk in the Lord. It's a communication between us and God. That's how he uses us. We are the kingdom. We are the body. He uses us to help and encourage other people to move out in the things that he wants to do in others' lives. And you know, the more that we seek him, or the more that I seek him, the more I want. You know? My husband will tell you, I just can't eat a little piece of chocolate because he knows I'll have to eat the whole chocolate bar, so I try not to buy any. But you know, with the Lord, it's the same thing. The more that we spend in his presence, the more we want. We definitely want it. The other thing is, you know, God sets before us a full plate. He doesn't just say, okay, I just want you in the morning or for an hour or whatever. But I want you to be a part of a church. I want you to come to church because you know what? I speak to the people in your church. I speak to the pastor through the word of God. And you know, I don't know about you, but I'm always curious to know what God has to say to us as a church, through Pastor Larry, the messages that he gives us, like the one he gave us this morning, to encourage us to move forward in the things of God, to learn more about God, to be encouraged, to know that there's hope. You know, we get a full plate when we come in here and listen to the word that God has put on his heart for us to hear every day. And then also the adult class. Now, I love the adult class. Sometimes I do a class myself here. But this morning in Jack's class, we did an amazing thing. We had a cross over here. I was looking at the cross here. But he had us write down, what are some things this year that, you know, like, you know, what do you want to not, what do you want God to do? What do you want to not take into the next year in 2026? And we all had some things that we wrote down on. He gave us two sticky note papers, a pink one and a yellow one. And he said, write down what you want to leave behind, what you don't want to bring into the new year. And then write down what you got want God to do. You know, that whole cross was filled with sticky notes because, and so many of us just felt that touch of the Lord in our lives as we did this. Now, if you weren't here, you missed that. You missed a God moment, you know? And part of our Sunday school classes that we have, when we don't come, when we don't show up, we miss a God moment. You're not just missing a class. When you don't come to church, you miss a God moment. I miss a God moment. And then the other thing is the life groups, which is big on my heart. And I love the word invest that I heard this morning because you know, I have a responsibility for myself to invest in God things in my life, to invest God things in my life. And so one of those things is the life groups, which I have done now for many years. But one of the great things about the life groups is we learn so much together. We pray together, we share our needs, our concerns, we build each other up, we pray together. You know, this is God's full plate for us. It's not just coming to church on Sunday, but it's devotions every day. It's life groups, it's adult class, it's all the things that are available to us as a church, for me especially, so that I can grow in the Lord and you can grow in the Lord. These are so many wonderful things. Special events was the other one that it was mentioned today. You know, special events are the conferences we go to. I know the ladies have had some dynamic conferences and we love it, don't we? We come together, praise the Lord, hear the word. We hear stories of victory in women's lives and how God has delivered them from different things and it encourages us. It's part of the growth that God gives us in this church. But one of the conferences that Nick and I have always loved going to is the annual conference that is put out by the denomination every year. And we have been a part of that because I like to see what God is doing on a bigger scale. I know Deb goes to that. The first time she went, she was so excited. And she still is, you know. But, you know, when you see what God is doing globally within our denomination, through missions, through pastors, through you know, all kinds of different events that they have. It just blesses me to see that there is such a big movement of God going on in our, and it comes from our little church too, because we support these things. But we are so much bigger, we're so much a part of the bigger picture of what God wants to do. So I would encourage you today to just accept the grace that God has offered to you, extended his hand and said, you have favor with me. You can come before me every single day and just hear what I have to say to you because I love you. Amen.
Thank you, Tyler and Bjorg. I'm going to ask the singing group to come on up for the closing song.